We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome back for Odyssey Check-In Round 2 with the one and only Jay, formerly of Day 6 and 88 Rising. What's going on, dude?
Hey, feeling great. Moved to LA, so thank you for having me back. Appreciate it.
Hey, we always love having you and just anybody. I'm lonely in the studio, you know? We don't enough visits.
I've heard. The Zoom's taking over, no more physical, like, one-to-ones. It's different, man.
Nah, and we vibed from day one, so I'm so happy that, like, oh, Jay's coming back in studio. I was so excited.
My boy.
I know. That's crazy. You moved back, right? You said that. You're back in California here. How's it been, and when did you get back?
It's been a bit of an ordeal, but I moved back early February, and then just like adulting in Korea and America is a little different. You know, you just got to reignite the social security numbers.
Oh, no.
Medical insurance, car insurance. It's just, it's been a little bit of a hassle, but it's definitely opened up my perspective to be an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little different now.
Well, you and I, we're figuring it out, dude. Like, I'm stressing. I got taxes I got to pay. You know?
Oh, taxes.
Haven't done that yet, and I'm kind of scared that next interview we're going to be like, I'm in jail or something because I didn't end up paying those things. But we'll figure it out. I haven't seen you since November. I think that's the last time we talked.
Yeah, it's been a second. And last time I was in America was for the festival, and now I'm back to just now I'm back for good.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so much has happened. I mean, you talked about adulting and figuring all that stuff out. What's happened since November? I mean, we're going to talk about the new song, of course, the video and everything, but life, what's been up? Just figuring that stuff out, like you mentioned?
I think it's just been like just trying to transition out of being an artist in Korea and incorporate myself more into like the American scene. And I'm trying to understand like how things work. And I realize in America, a lot of music breaks through platforms like TikTok, social media. Tried that, utterly failed. Had a terrible time on it. I think I'm a little too old, a little bit. I'm 30 now, and it's like it's harder for me to understand those things and how they work and what's funny and not be cringy.
Nah, dude, you'll get it. You're not 30 yet, right? Your birthday, you got one coming up. The big 3-0 is in September.
Yeah, but I'm like pre-accepting it, so it doesn't hurt as
That's
much.
Good.
You know what I mean?
You're not in denial, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I fully believe that there is a niche for everybody on those platforms like TikTok and stuff. So you just gotta keep trying, throw stuff out, see what sticks, and I have no doubt you'll find success. I mean, the music stuff is huge because you were big on SoundCloud and all that, right?
Yeah, for a little bit, yeah, while I was doing SoundCloud. But I mean, TikTok definitely seems to be the game changer, and that seems to be like the make it or break it point these days. So I'm trying to.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, you'll find success outside of those apps, but it's just a really impressive tool that you can use. Like even Charlie Puth, who's blowing up his songs just from like doing simple things,
Light
like
switch,
showing
right?
how it's constructed. It's so interesting to see that, and it's just kind of finding that audience and stuff. So dude, keep trying at it. And
I just feel like I really want to crack it because I have such high expectations for the single to do, and like I just feel like it'd be so helpful, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunate.
Next single? No, it's like we'll
go
just
next,
keep
go next.
With on to the next one.
Next.
So I don't want to get deep here or anything, but it's been a few months since we talked, almost a half a year, crazily enough. What have you learned? Is it something as simple as like you learned how to cook, or is it deeper?
I definitely got into some trouble. I said some things about a friend, and she didn't take it very well. And I think that was a really big turning point. And I'd realized that having been in the industry for 12 plus years in Korea, I had grown very, very angry. And I was angry at first because of the things I was restricted from doing and because of the freedom that I wasn't given, whether it was artistically or just as a human being in general. But then after having that conversation with her and, you know, figuring things out and her being like, all right, it's cool, just don't be a dumbass anymore. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, you're an idiot. I'm like, I'm sorry. And she's like, you're stupid, et cetera. But we got to figure it out, so we're all good now. But it made me think again and like draw in and take a step back and look at myself. And I realized that I've been angry for a long time, but there was no reason to be angry anymore because I was free and I can do what I want. And I have all the space in the world to make my imagination or my music come to life. And I was still angry because of things that happened years ago. So I had to break out of that mental curve, and that's kind of been something that I've been working on myself for the past couple months.
Well, that's really good. Like, that's self-improvement. And what a tough time to, like, kind of do that, because we're all coming out of this time of 2 years, and people are, like, high-strung, and it's weird. There's, like, a weird vibe going on right now, and it's, I think there's a lot of reflection that we all can do to kind of get back on the path before, you know, all this craziness. So, good for you. That's really cool, man, and it's nice to have that awareness and everything.
Appreciate that.
You talk about those changes and being on your own and everything, and this new single, you're finally getting that chance with Car Crash.
Hey!
I want to hear all about the song, how it came together. And something I was super interested in is that the purpose of it wasn't like to break off on your own to do it with that song. Yeah. But it happened that way. How did it all come together?
It was honestly the whole Ish, like the name itself. So my artist name is Ish, right? But that branding came from just a passion project that I was doing as I was Jay of Day 6. And one day I was like, yo, let's just flip the name. Let's go back to the roots. Let's figure out, because I had been writing for the band, and when you're writing for the band, the company gives you a reference and they're like, we want a song like this, and then you're kind of just like dispensing songs and kind of becoming like a song dispenser almost. And having done that for 10 years, you forget what you like to do. It had gotten to that point. So I started the passion project called Ish. I started releasing music on SoundCloud and it started doing well, and things just organically ended up with me here with you having this interview, and it's great.
Wow.
And Car Crash is coming out in a couple days, and I'm just so excited.
What a butterfly effect. I mean,
all
because of that, you're here right now, and I'm so grateful for that. That's really cool. Right. Why was that the first song to you know, be your first solo release?
Because my manager liked it.
Okay, well, that's, you know, we love honesty. And they have a lot of advice and like insight on what will do well and stuff, so if you trust them, I mean, there's no reason to, you know.
I honestly thought that it would be better to break out, or my first single to be another song called Wallflower that I have. But he definitely thinks that it has more potential. Car Crash has more potential. So I think we're going to go with what sticks best, and I'm going to let him do his job.
Yeah, for sure. And then the music video with it too, I had the chance to see it. And let me tell you, man, that's so fun.
Oh, wow.
I know. And congrats on that. How was shooting that video? Like, you know, you're doing your thing. And did you have input on it? Did you get able to like make some of the decisions?
So I'm a very strong believer in letting people do their job. So I'm the music guy. I'll take care of the music. I'm going to let the music video guy do the music video. I'm going to let the producer do the producing. And I've seen too many examples of people becoming overzealous or ambitious of other roles and becoming a jack of all trades and not particularly a master of any. And I feel like, you know, I still have a lot to learn in music. I think I can still learn and grow. Why don't I just focus on the music and let the other people do what's best?
Yeah.
So I kind of just let my director, John, he's been doing all my videos since like my SoundCloud days, and he just takes the reins for the wheels for me. Something that was also interesting for this music video was I did it in collaboration with 100 Thieves, because I'm very much into the gaming space as well as I am into the music space. I'm so much into the gaming space that a lot of people recognize me as Ish from Among Us in the OTV lobbies, or with Valkyrie or all these people. Sometimes more than Jay of Day 6 back in the day when I used to play games.
Wow.
And I felt like I owed a lot to gaming. So why not stream? So I started streaming, made friends, eventually got linked with great orgs, W Organization, 100 Thieves. They're the hot kids around town. So it's been an amazing adventure just being able to produce this uh, this music video with them.
That's so fun. And it's great to be known for a bunch of things, you know? You have all different parts of life coming in to just be fans of you. And I think the gaming thing's so interesting because they're actual fans of, like, you as a person, you know,
yeah.
which is so cool.
Yeah.
And you mentioned thanking your fans. You're always showing them love for, like, sticking by you over these few years, or 12, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Why do you think you have to do that? To be like, thank you for sticking around. What are some of the challenges?
Bro, I've put my fans through so much stress, so much heartache. Like, I know it sounds like corny or like I'm over exaggerating, but I've actually, like, I'm pretty sure I've broken their mental so many times. And I feel so bad, but they're always there and stick by me. So I could never put into words how much I appreciate it and how much I genuinely respect their ability to just be as supportive as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thankful. There's no other way to explain it.
Love it. I mean, that's what it's all about. The fans are what's gonna, you know, make and break your career. But some things are not fan voted. There's the Academy and stuff. The Grammys just went down over the weekend. What are your goals professionally? Like, is it someday to win a Grammy? Is there certain list things that you're working on now that you're hoping to achieve, like, this year?
My short-term goal for now that I've set is, well, the most immediate one is I want to do 1.5 million streams on Spotify in 48 hours on Car Crash. That's the goal that I give my fans, and I think they're more than capable of doing it.
Yeah.
So, no worries there.
No pressure, but stream contract.
Stream 1.5. Well, a little bit longer bit of a term period is I want to eventually find myself constantly in the top, the hot 100 within the next 2 years.
Okay.
And high in the top 100. So I'm manifesting it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is a big manifesting session between you and I, and I feel good about it. So you just want, like, you know, when you get artists, like a Doja Cat now or like a Bieber, wherever they put anything out, it's just shooting right up to the Hot 100. That's the goal in the 2 years.
Right, because I think that happens because they're respected for their music, right?
Yeah.
And people have a certain belief that when they release music, it's going to be fire. It's Doja Cat. Yo, it's Justin Bieber. Of course it's going to be amazing. I want to be that.
It's like you build that credibility it's going to be good.
That's great.
You know? That's a good word of the day.
That's the perfect word.
I love manifestation stuff because, I mean, like, if you don't put it out there, it's not going to happen. So, dude, I don't see why not. Like, I feel like you've had so much resilience building up to now that, like, you just take the training wheels off. Now you can be you and work on this stuff. And the single's so exciting. What else is coming in 2022? I mean,
an album.
An album too. Amazing. Tell me about the album. What can you tell me?
So it started as the EP, and I could tell you everything about the album.
Amazing.
I like being transparent. There's All My Friends Are Dead. There's I Might Piss You Off. There's not.
But,
No, those are actually the songs on the album. But it originally started off as an EP, and I was supposed to release a single and then do an EP, but then Car Crash got 63,000 pre-saves in the first, like 30 something hours.
Wow.
So my manager hit me and he was like, so this happened, so we're probably gonna release an album now. And I said, okay. And I'm in sessions now.
So do you really trust that team in terms of, like, decisions with the career when it comes to an album, the music video? It seems like you're very, not hands off, but, you know, you're very trusting of these people.
I'm very hands off.
Okay.
I'm lazy. I like
just streaming and gaming and making music.
Dude, that is the dream.
That's the life. You know what Post Malone's doing? He's just out in Utah in a bunker playing, I can't remember the game, but he's just playing video games. And
Apex.
Apex, that's right. Yeah. I saw an interview with him doing that, and that's the goal, right?
That's I mean, I just overall, I just want to be respected as a musician in America, and I feel like it's gonna be definitely a difficult curve because coming from the field that I am, I want to pound it into people that I'm a musician and I do music, and you know, maybe if I'm not good enough now, I can keep doing sessions and learn and be better. But I have been hearing a lot of compliments. During my sessions.
That's all you want, you know?
Yeah.
You want good feedback. You want it from people that you trust so that, you know, it's, like, again, credible. And you know what? It sounds like a lot, and not that you're in that same boat because he's got a lot of controversy going on, but Kanye West was like that, where he was like, if I'm a rapper and if I'm the worst rapper, I'm still a rapper, but I don't want to be anything else. Like, I want to be music, 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 not just the producing and all that. So
music.
That's cool. And he made it happen. Now he's one of the biggest, you know,
of all time.
Manifested it.
I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting my ass off. Like,
manifesting my ass off. Like, that's a t-shirt. We should make shirts with that. Man, it's so fun having you by, and I can't wait for like the next few months when you come back and it's like, hey, look what we checked off the list. You got that song, that 100, and we're going to stay there. Before we wrap, I'd love to do a quick little game called Tell Me Your Favorite. So I just want to know what's on your mind and what's been, you know, going on in your life lately and your favorite things. So tell me your favorite song right now.
Sam Kim, Sun and Moon.
Okay. We're going to do shots. Check it out if you haven't heard it yet. What about your favorite song of all time?
Ooh.
And that's like the tough one. I know. I couldn't answer that either.
I'm gonna go for now. I think it's got to be... I'm going to have to pass that. That's a hard one.
I totally understand. I don't think anyone's ever answered that truthfully or 100% yet. What is your favorite excuse to get out of plans if you don't want to do something?
I'm old.
You're old?
Yeah.
Dude, you seem like you're 19.
I'm 30, brother.
Well, you're so full of life that...
I appreciate that.
And it's so funny because you mentioned being transparent. You don't even care. You're just like, I'm old. Like, it's not like my dogs. I got to take care of the dog or...
True.
You know?
True. People are like, hey, come over. I literally just text them, I'm old.
I'm old.
And it works.
Oh, man. I love it. What's your favorite emoji to use?
Skull emoji?
Yeah. The skull one's hot. The new heart with fire flames. Have you seen that one?
Oh yeah,
that one's pretty cool.
I've seen that a lot. Keshi sends me that a lot, or Keshi sends that a lot. Yeah,
yeah, that's a fun one. So you've been dabbling on TikTok. Is there any trend or sound right now that you've caught?
Jesus Christ, TikTok is the hardest thing in the world. I just don't understand it. Yeah. My manager is on me. He's like saying like, you need to do this. We need to have a TikTok video that breaks 1 million+ views. And I'm just like, man, I'm trying. I top at 900K. Like, I just can't break it. It just can't.
No,
it's so hard. Maybe someday, but not right now. I'm still learning.
You'll get there. I would love to help you out. Let's collab at some point.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how. I don't know how either. I don't have it figured out. But I mean, it's just a weird thing that once you get in, you're in. So just like once you break through, you're golden. That's all you got to know. What is your favorite vacation destination?
I definitely someday want to just chill in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I have gone there multiple times as a kid, but you know, you like get dragged along by your parents to see all the shows that you don't want to see and no one cares about.
Yeah.
I just want to chill on the beach, man.
That's so
and
funny.
Just have a little margarita.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude, we got to go because I just went and it was the first time I ever went, like, first of all, ever. I've never gone.
Oh, okay.
But I went as an adult and it was just like chilling and margaritas all day. That's all
dude,
it was.
It must be nice.
And there's something to be said about not planning stuff just to relax. You know?
The best vacations are the ones where you could just be lazy.
I don't need all this stuff. Like, my parents used to do the same thing. Booked every hour. I feel like there was something. And it's just, you're exhausted. You go to bed at 8 and you don't get to enjoy any of the, you know, it just goes so fast. So that's fun. All right. Hawaii soon. That's on the bucket list, Jay. Everything else that's coming up. I mean, your single, the music video, anything else I missed that you'd love to let the fans know about?
Well, the EP is coming. The album is coming really soon, and I have a couple of shows planned out that aren't set in stone, but I do have shows in Korea, Indonesia, all over the world, in America, LA, New York. So hopefully we can get the bus rolling a little bit. Car Crash does the 1.5 million in 48 hours, and I could become a millionaire overnight by signing a record deal.
If you don't manifest it, it won't happen. That's the message of the day.
Yep.
And that's what I've learned too. Make unrealistic goals, because what's the worst that can happen? You know, it's delayed a little bit. Jay, you're the best. Thank you so much for doing another Odyssey check-in with us. And good luck with this year, dude. I can't wait to see all the big
things. Thank you so much for having me again, brother. I appreciate it.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.